Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning, the roof. Experience the most high up.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Another big day of news. Hard to get it all in. Well, we'll try our best. Trump gets his revenge today. The Trump legal team plays a scorching montage of Democrats inciting and challenging past elections. His lawyer, attorney Bruce Castor, called Trump the most pro-police, anti-mob president in U.S. history, suggesting that Democrat lawmakers turned a blind eye to BLM protests. He said the attack on the Capitol was in no way an insurrection. Insurrection is a term of art. It's defined in the law. It involves taking over a country, a shadow government, taking the TV stations over, having some plan on what you're going to do when you finally take power. And clearly this is not that. But they played montages of Democrats doing the exact same thing they're impeaching Trump over, namely calling for violence against Republicans. Interspersed throughout are clips of leftists committing violence against conservatives following the incitement. And I got to tell you, this is exactly what they did with the first impeachment. It was over a phone call with the president of Ukraine. And it was all about Biden committing fraud. And Trump was asking about the fraud. And they wanted to impeach him for asking about the fraud committed by Biden. Meanwhile, Biden's on video saying that he forced Ukraine to fire the prosecutor by withholding $1 billion in American aid. That's your tax money. It's amazing. Never seen anything like it. Of course, the impeachment trial will end with an acquittal. You know, I'm a glasses half full guy versus a glasses half empty guy. Democrats will say Trump's the only president ever impeached twice, and I will say Trump's the only president ever acquitted twice. So it's kind of interesting, you know, glass half full, glass half empty. Trump will be acquitted for the second time. I want to read you my commentary because I think this is, a very important news story you all have to understand. It comes out on Sunday in newspapers around the country. Syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I've been banned by Twitter. You're next. That's the headline. I've been banned by Twitter. You're next. I was banned by Twitter this week. Trust me, if you're a conservative or a patriot, read this story carefully because you're next. I've argued for quite some time that this was coming. I warned that if Biden was elected, Democrats would overplay their hand. They'd open the borders and let the whole world in. They'd legalize millions of illegal aliens already in this country. They confiscate guns. They try to destroy the energy industry in the name of climate change. They tax and regulate small business to death. They make election fraud easy, legal, and permanent. They pass a slew of executive orders that benefit China. And worst of all, they ban, censor, intimidate, and book burn. It was easy to predict. This is what socialists and communists always do. Free speech and socialism cannot coexist. I learned all of this at Columbia University, class of 83. My classmates were almost all from the richest and most powerful families in America. Yet they proudly called themselves communists. They boasted of their hatred for wealth, wealthy people, business owners, and a quote-unquote racist country called America. They vowed to overwhelm the U.S. economic system, bankrupt business owners, kill capitalism, and turn America into a socialist nation. They're now putting that plan into place. The COVID pandemic and lockdowns by Democrat governors accomplished the first job. Capitalism, small business. And it's taking care of the rest with open borders, the most executive orders in history, massive new taxes and regulations on the way. And then there's the censoring and banning. Here's a quote that sums up what's happening and why. In our state, naturally, there is and can be no place for freedom of speech, press, and so on for the foes of socialism. These freedoms must be classified as a counter-revolutionary crime. Andrea Vyshinsky, Soviet foreign minister under Stalin, from the Law of the Soviet State, 1948. Do you recognize the thinking? This is a socialist takeover of America. All the other Silicon Valley masters of the universe are purging dissent, just like the communist tyrants of Stalin's day. They decided free speech is dangerous to their plan. Iranian mullahs are mass murderers, yet they remain on Twitter. Communist Chinese leaders remain on Twitter while they abuse human rights and send critics to prison camps. Venezuela dictator Nicolas Maduro remains on Twitter, even though he's arrested, tortured, and murdered his political opposition and led his citizens to mass poverty, misery, and starvation. Pedophiles and perverts remain on Twitter. Actually, the Supreme Court ruled 8-0 that convicted sex offenders and rapists have the right to social media. The Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, just demanded Twitter ban 1,000 accounts of his political rivals because they are spreading misinformation. Twitter's response? The same company that banned me for my conservative political views said they will not ban these accounts in India because Twitter advocates, quote, for the right of free expression. But not in America. Not when it involves conservatives. Then tweets won't be allowed to flow. Then free expression is banned. India's prime minister made a big mistake. He should have simply accused his opposition of being pro-Trump conservatives. That would have been the end of that. They would have been banned. A decade ago, I gave a speech to 1,000 conservatives in San Francisco. I opened with a joke. I said, it's a little confusing to be in a city where you could be openly gay, openly transsexual, but you have to be a closet conservative. It was a joke, and the crowd roared. Now look how far we've come. Being a conservative is now a crime worthy of banning in America. Conservatives are clearly the last remaining group that can be openly discriminated against. It's legal to make me and my opinions disappear, even though my opinions represent 74 million voters in the past election. At least 74 million. Even though I was clearly popular on Twitter. I gained over 70,000 new fans on Twitter in just a few weeks around the election. But see, there's the real problem. There's the rub, as they say. I was popular, and I speak raw truth. My opinions were attracting quite a following. Twitter and liberals couldn't allow that. The truth might catch on. Truth might spread. Americans might start to ask questions. That would be bad for business. So now, I'm a political prisoner in America. My opinions are banned. What's next? Black armbands for conservatives? Gun confiscation? Re-education camps? Take this seriously, because you're next. My column that comes out this weekend in newspapers around the country as syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I've been banned by Twitter. You're next. The other big news story of the day for me, I mean, actually, Andrew Cuomo is the second big news story, but I'll save that for the next segment. But I want to get into Alana Pressley. Alana Pressley says cancel $50,000 in student debt and provide $2,000 a month payments to Americans and illegal immigrants. Far-left squad member Alana Pressley, Democrat of Massachusetts, is calling on Democrats to cancel up to $50,000 in student debt and provide $2,000 monthly payments to both Americans and illegal immigrants following President Biden's call to go big in the next coronavirus relief package. Can you imagine? Pressley responded to a February 10th post from Biden who said Democrats must go big, and she said that's right, listing off her two primary progressive goals. We can cancel at least $50,000 in student debt right now and send families, including our immigrant neighbors, $2,000 survival checks a month until this crisis is over. Let's make it happen. Now, Presley is among dozens of progressive lawmakers who signed a letter to both Biden and VP Kamala Harris last month asking they include recurring payments in any future coronavirus relief proposals. Recurring direct payments until the economy recovers will help ensure that people can meet their basic needs, provide racially equitable solutions, and shorten the length of the recession. The letter said, led by Representative Ilhan Omar, of course. As we look at the coming year, another one-time round of checks would provide a temporary lifeline, but when that money runs out, families will once again struggle to pay for basic necessities. Really, why is that? Because you created unemployed people with your lockdowns? And I'm responsible for that? And checks must extend to all immigrant workers, refugees, and their families. Presley is hardly the only Democrat lawmaker to push Biden to tackle the cancellation of student debt. While the Biden administration has suspended student loan payments through September, Biden has also demonstrated a willingness to cancel up to $10,000 in student debt, a proposal that does not go far enough for many progressives such as Presley and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, joined the mounting calls from progressives in the House, writing, "Today would be a great day for President Biden and Vice President Harris to cancel student debt." It's all unbelievable when you really think about it. $2,000 a month for illegal aliens. They choose to come here. They choose to come here and break into the country illegally. And you think I have to pay for it? This is just a tragedy. $2,000 a month. $24,000 a year for illegal aliens. And as far as student debt, think of all the people in America who paid their debt. Think of me who paid off my daughter's $260,000 debt for 4 years at Harvard University. Like a sucker, I paid it. Think of me now paying for my son who's in Texas, college in Texas. And the bill is $74,000 a year, as much as an Ivy League school. Thank God he gets a large scholarship, so I don't have the entire bill. He gets $42,000 a year off the bill. So out of $72,000, I pay about, I think it's $32,000 a year. But I'm a sucker because I pay that bill. Think of all the blue-collar people who never went to college at all. And they got to pay your bill while you went to a fancy college and studied art history or ballet and never getting a job? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better. And I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046.
406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect men.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. It is Friday. Friday is always a good day. And coming up on, isn't it Sunday? I think it's Valentine's Day, right? So it's Valentine's Day weekend coming up. It's a three-day Valentine's Day weekend. Happy Valentine's Day, all of you lovers out there and all of you husbands and wives out there. Happy Valentine's Day. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. The root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show. Here's your Valentine's Day gift. Give the person in your life some gold, baby, some gold and silver. It's better than diamonds and jewelry even. That's nothing better than gold and silver at this point. Because if you have been listening to my show and you understand what's happening as we speak and what's about to happen, what's coming down the pike, Biden is going to bankrupt this country, or Kamala Harris is going to bankrupt this country, you know, if Biden winds up being replaced or dropping out or dropping dead or whatever the hell's going to happen to a guy that's that old and that feeble. And it would be terrible and a tragedy. I don't want anything bad to happen to Joe Biden. But it's pretty obvious. It's like talking about, you know, a feeble old grandfather who has dementia, who's in his last days. You know it. And you don't want anything bad to happen to him. You love him. But it doesn't mean you'd be ignorant if you didn't think there was a chance something was going to happen. And so if something happens to Joe Biden, you can have Kamala Harris as president. And it doesn't matter. They're interchangeable. They're both going to bankrupt the United States of America. So whether it's Biden or Harris, it's the bankruptcy of America. And as they bankrupt America, you need to own gold and silver because your gold and silver could be worth so much money that it replaces all the lost income and assets that you've got in your bank account or in the stock market that were going to zero. You know, your gold and silver could replace all that. Let's say you have $1 million in the bank account and the dollar goes down to where the $1 million is worth 10,000, like Zimbabwe. But meanwhile, you have $10,000 worth of gold and the 10,000 is worth 1 million. Well, you just replaced it all. You're okay. That's the point of gold and silver. They're like an insurance policy in case the dollar goes kafooey, in case the stock market goes kafooey. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. And ASI is the one to buy it from. They've been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients, sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold was up 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. And with Democrats in charge now, man, the debt is about to go through the stratosphere. Call up Rich and Michael Chekin, the owners of ASI. It's a Michael is the uncle, Rich is the nephew. And they've been my close personal friends for 16 years. You tell them Wainwright sent you, receive a free consultation and a free one-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase. When you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show, call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or visit assetstrategies.com, assetstrategies.com. I've mentioned to you at the end of my segment, I think it was with Christina Leyla, I mentioned of the Gateway Pundit, that some of these liberals, you know, are just crazy. And they want to, you know, they're communists and they want to destroy the country. But others are just weak snowflakes who really believe that you can't leave your apartment because of COVID. I mean, it's crazy. You realize that since June, Vegas has been open. June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. For the last 9 months, multiply 9 months times 7 weeks, that's 63 weeks. For the last 63 weeks, and what's 63? Hold on, I'm doing some math. 63 times 7. So for the last 400... No, that's not right. That's not right. I got it wrong. For the last 9 months times 4... Oh, 36. Excuse me, I'm sorry. For the last 36 weeks times 7, for the last 252 is the right number. For the last 252 days in a row, I've gone out to eat. And I sit in a restaurant for 2 hours, my mask is off, I'm eating, I'm enjoying, I'm drinking, I'm having fun, I'm talking to my guests, I'm doing business meetings, and there's COVID in the air, and I'm alive. Isn't that amazing? 252 days in a row, and I'm alive. And yet there are liberals who won't leave their house or their dorm room. So here's Berkeley, California, the most communist university in America. They've imposed a self-sequester period for all on-campus residents, not allowing them to go to the store or even exercise outside. The strict quarantine measures announced February 1st by university officials. February 1st, COVID's dying. COVID's dying out. Are you the stupidest people in the world? They limit students who live on campus from leaving campus unless it's an emergency, require students to stay in their dorm room as much as possible, require to remain in a room and wear a face covering while in all common areas, including bathrooms, unless you're brushing your teeth, washing your face, or showering. Students are allowed to leave their dorm in limited circumstances, such as going to have COVID tests in case of an emergency or to obtain food. A follow-up announcement clarified stated students will only be allowed to pick up food at a kiosk located out of their dorm hall. After students pick up the food, they're to return immediately to their room. Students are not allowed to leave their room for solo outdoor exercise. For students who want to use the restrooms in their residence hall, they can only do so when no one else is in the restroom. Snowflakes, you're melting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. The seven migrants accused in the Times Square assault on two NYPD officers have been formally charged. The Manhattan prosecutor announced the indictments regarding the January 27th attack outside a migrant shelter. Former President Trump's attorney, Jonathan Mitchell, argued before the Supreme Court Thursday that the events at the U.S. Capitol in 2021 should be termed a riot, not an insurrection.
President Trump did not engage in any act that can plausibly be characterized as insurrection.
He defined an insurrection as a violent effort to overthrow the government and contended that the 14th Amendment's prohibition on insurrectionists running for office only applies to appointed officers. The five Marines who were reported missing following a helicopter crash have been found dead. They were en route to San Diego from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas on a training flight last Tuesday. The wreckage of the helicopter was found yesterday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, if you want to call in, we're taking calls. No guests this hour. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833. Way. Any of you been banned? Why were you banned? What do you think about what happened to me, Wayne Allyn Root? Give us a call. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. By the way, you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can find all my commentaries and columns and videos at RootForAmerica.com. Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. Here's an interesting story. Nothing to do with politics, but caught my eye because I do love a good steak. And an Israeli startup prints the world's first ribeye. Is the world crazy or what? Is the world getting wild or what? You can print a ribeye? Israeli-based Aleph Farms has created the world's first slaughter-free steak using three-dimensional bioprinting and real cells from a cow. Aleph teamed up with biomedical researchers at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to print lab-grown ribeyes intended for human consumption without slaughtering an animal. It incorporates muscle and fat similar to its slaughtered counterpart, adding that steaks taste just like a juicy ribeye steak you'd buy from the butcher. Aleph's technology is unique. It prints actual living cells that are then incubated to grow, differentiate, and interact in order to acquire the texture and qualities of a real steak. Didier Tubia, co-founder and CEO of Aleph Farms, called the 3D printed meat a breakthrough. He added, "This milestone for me marks a major leap in fulfilling our vision of leading a global food system transition towards a more sustainable, equitable, and secure world. While lab-grown meat is in its infancy, it will take the company a couple of years to advance the technology to scale production up to be commercially available." If you thought 3D printed steaks are weird, readers may recall not too long ago, we reported California food company Eat Just Inc. received the all-clear by Singapore to sell lab-grown chicken meat. So I guess the question I would have is, does this count as real meat or real chicken, and therefore is it something a vegetarian could eat because you're no longer killing animals? Couldn't a vegetarian finally eat meat and chicken because you didn't kill an animal? I would think so. And it certainly is now climate change friendly, right? Lab-grown meat is going to cut down on CO2 emissions because no more farting cows, right? I don't think a fake cow farts, right? They're not printing 3D cow farts, are they? So you would think it's all wonderful with the liberals, you would think. I don't know. I don't know. The other big news story, by the way, that I have not gotten to on today's show is of the Lincoln Project. Can you excuse me for a minute? Just had to get that in. Because the Lincoln Project is a bunch of losers that hated Trump so much, they were deranged people with Trump derangement syndrome. And they claimed they were Republicans, and they hated Trump so much, and they were so vicious to him, and it turns out they're led by a bunch of pedophiles. They're led by a bunch of sexual perverts. They're led by guys who harassed children, I guess. You know what? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. He harassed everybody looking for a job, and they were probably 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds. Maybe he's not a pedophile. Pedophile would be by definition, right, if you're harassing like 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds. These were people looking for jobs. Steve Schmidt was the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and he is resigning because the other guy, John Weaver, turned out to be pressuring a lot of men and boys who tried to get involved in his little orbit against Trump into having sex. And they were likely abuse of power, illegal acts, I would think, based on descriptions of them. But these guys, again, I've said this so many times over the last few months, that somebody turns out to be a weirdo, someone turns out to be a pervert, someone turns out to be a liar, someone turns out to be an evil, mean-spirited person that's abusing everybody around them at work, and these are all never Trumpers. There's something they've got in common. These are not good people. These are not happy people. All the people that hated Trump have their own problems in their own lives. Something's wrong with them. So news just broke. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt is resigning from the group's board. As a reminder, here's what he said earlier. The Lincoln Project will be delighted to open its books for an audit immediately after the Trump campaign and all affiliated super PACs do so in response to inquiries about how much of the donations went to their personal bank accounts rather than ads designed to defeat Trump. In his statement, he claims, and so this is, and John Weaver's the one who was doing the molesting. He claims he was molested as a 13-year-old. Of course, they've all got excuses. Just fall back on Me Too. Everybody got molested when they were a little kid, and that's why now they molest others. Sorry, that doesn't hold water. That's not an excuse. The group of lifelong Republican Party consultancy, this is what's wrong with the Republican Party. And these are all people that went on TV and badmouthed Wayne Root. You know, one of them, and I never remember which is the one. I don't know if it was Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, or John Weaver. But one of them went on with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and spent like 7 minutes of a huge segment just completely denigrating Wayne Allyn. This was like 7 years ago, right before Trump, 6 or 7 years ago. And they just had the worst things to say about me because I'm a real conservative. And they always say it by saying, see, I'm a real Republican. And this guy, Wayne Root, is terrible. And he ruins our party. Really, you're a real Republican. Yeah. Group of lifelong Republican Party consultants who, under the name of the Lincoln Project, got very rich in 2020 with anti-Trump online messaging, have now spent weeks responding to numerous scandals on multiple fronts. Despite the gravity of these scandals, its conduct the Thursday night was in a whole new category of sleaze. It not only infuriated the longtime allies, but also constituted the abuse of Twitter's platform to commit likely illegal acts. The primary effect of the Lincoln Project was to personally enrich its key operatives, I'm reading an article from Zero Hedge, by cynically exploiting the fears of U.S. liberals. Reporting throughout 2020 conclusively demonstrated the vast majority of the tens of millions of dollars raised by the group was going to firms controlled by its founders. One of its most prominent founders, Rick Wilson, personally collected $65,000 for liberals through GoFundMe for an anti-Trump film he kept promising, but which never came. To this day, he refused to explain what he did with the money. A study. Did you realize I've started a couple of PACs in my life and I never took a penny? A penny! I mean, I didn't even take $1.50 for a Coca-Cola. Nothing! These guys get rich off these PACs. They're such criminals! On Monday, the Associated Press published a comprehensive exposé with new facts about two of the group's growing scandals. It reported in June 2020, members of the organization's leadership were informed in writing and in subsequent phone calls of at least 10 specific allegations of harassment against co-founder John Weaver, including two involving Lincoln Project employees, directly contradicting the group's emphatic denial that it knew nothing about Weaver's misconduct until the New York Times reported on them at the end of January. As AP delicately put it, these new materials raise questions about the Lincoln Project statement last month that it was shocked when accusations surfaced publicly this year. The gay news outlet, The Washington Blade, published emails and other correspondence demonstrating the high likelihood that the group's denials regarding its past knowledge of Weaver's misconduct were false. Anyway, I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to go on and on and on. It's disgusting, absolutely disgusting. It makes me want to retch. This guy was like a gay, perverted, serial gay sexual abuser who went after everybody that went near him. A predator. This is the way Fox News put it in a simple paragraph. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt resigned from the embattled anti-Trump organization Friday night, claiming he did so to make room for the appointment of a female board member as the first step to reform of the Lincoln Project. Axios was the first to report on Schmidt's exit, which follows an exodus of senior staff since the Associated Press and New York Magazine ran bombshell reports indicating the leadership at the Lincoln Project were aware of at least 10 sexual harassment allegations against co-founder John Weaver. Two of those allegations involved Lincoln Project employees who were communicated to leadership after Schmidt and other colleagues denied having any knowledge of Weaver's behavior. In any case, basically, you know, from what I've read, this guy Weaver was just a sexual predator. And it's just like Harvey Weinstein, except he's a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. And so every guy that tried to work for the Lincoln Project, you know, got the same treatment. You know, yeah, sure. You have sex with me. You do this to me. You do that to me. You tie me up in bed and, you know, I'll make sure you get hired. That's the kind of people you're dealing with here. Disgusting people. Terrible people. But a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. So all I could say is, ha, I'm the real Republican conservative. I'm not into weird things. I'm not a pervert. I've never done anything evil. I've never hurt anybody. I've never pressured anyone in my life into having sex. You guys did all that, but then you attacked people like me and Donald Trump for believing in a wall, for believing in lower taxes, for believing in less regulations, for believing this is a Judeo-Christian nation, for believing that capitalism is good. What's bad about any of those things? What's extreme about any of those things? Nothing. The American people are on my side in every one of those things. But you went on MSNBC and you badmouthed me. You pissed on me for no reason. Except you're hateful, horrible people, you're evil, and you're all liberal Democrats masquerading as Republicans. You've got nothing to do with the Republican Party or conservatism at all. You're frauds. Every one of you that hated Trump was a fraud. All right, sponsor of this segment, Freedom Health Alliance. Speaking of stress, I mean, this nation is under such stress and such turmoil. Your immune systems are facing the most stress maybe in history. The Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they've got a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50%, 5-0, on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution. But I put them together. Active Silver Solution, Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, natural immune support, handpicked by me for you, 50% off. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free, 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR, get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle, 888-910-0341, or go to freedomhealthalliance.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee. And men, I have a special challenge for you. I want to encourage you in this Valentine's month of February to love yourself and to love your wife. Do you know the number one thing you can do to love your wife is to be the best you can be? We have helped tens of thousands of people to transform at the cellular level, to reverse all their illnesses, to lose all their fat, to get back their mojo, their energy, their power, their strength. Your wife deserves the best you possible. So do this for yourself, and only in the month of February, we are going to give you a special bargain, unbelievable offer. That's right, your wife can join you for free. The greatest Valentine's gift you could ever give your wife, the greatest way you can show your love. So call us today at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Don't forget my book, Trump Rules. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere fine books are sold. And, of course, my podcast, which is now 7 days a week, War Raw. You find that anywhere you download podcasts, including Spotify and Apple, etc., etc. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can find all my commentaries and my videos at RootForAmerica.com. Were you here when I was talking about Berkeley University and the incredible lockdown? You may only use the restroom when it's not occupied by another resident. These are the communal restrooms. You're not allowed to leave your room for solo outdoor exercise. Students who violate the sequestering requirements could be subject to serious residential conduct sanctions. Students are encouraged to report violations of the guidelines by other students. Megan Wang, a sophomore at UC Berkeley, told Campus Reform the students who went back to campus are being put under house arrest. This is like being under arrest. It's like being in a prison cell. This is so crazy, especially now. You know, look, I can't see this ever. I can't. It's not like I'm saying I would have agreed to it if it happened last March. But if it happened last March, it would make more sense than now. This is just stupid. Can you imagine now? COVID's going away. There's no reason for it. It's just insanity squared. It's like going to prison, not college. And then as far as voter fraud, you know the thing that Twitter doesn't want me to talk about anymore? You know why? Because we're right about it. That's the sign you're right. Don't you understand? You're right above the bullseye. You're right above the bullseye. The flak gets heaviest when you're right above the target. The web reports could not be confirmed. Virginia Delegate Chris Head responds to ballot dumps of 300,000 in Virginia. 300,000 Biden votes to zero. A Republican delegate from the Virginia House provided a response to a constituent's questions about the 2020 presidential election results in Virginia. The response leads to more questions. A Virginia resident shared a post from the Gateway Pundit. See? They're the only ones on top of this. In the above report, we noted overall three entries of over 300,000 votes for Biden were posted in the database to Biden's vote total in Virginia. Two entries of over 300,000 votes were taken away from Trump. We also reported that a judge looked at the state's methods of counting absentee ballots and ruled against them. One of those changes allowed ballots arriving after Election Day without a postage mark indicating when they were mailed to be counted. Now a circuit court judge has ruled that the rule in question violates state statutes and the practice will be banned in the future. Okay, but Biden's president, Trump's not. That's not right. The purpose of our article was to point out that Virginia had five large vote recordings that were over 300,000 ballots for Biden that were suspect, and the state allowed ballots to be counted that had no evidence of being mailed. Both of these items indicate large-scale fraud in Virginia. A Virginia resident forwarded our post to a Republican representative who provided the following information in an email to their constituents who received a copy of the response. The representative starts off referencing Dominion, which was not even mentioned in our post, and suggests that Trump won 24 or 27 localities in Virginia, and therefore the election there was no problem with Dominion machines. The representative even provided a list, but not including Fairfax. It is unknown what logic was used to make this argument. Next, the representative stated the local committee chairman had no problem with a portion of Dominion's work and noted that Dominion had sued some people, insinuating, therefore, they must be legitimate. Next, the representative claims the Gateway Pundit data is manipulated two times. First, in Edison research, the numbers only appear as whole integers, unlike in the Gateway Pundit article. Second, Edison research's data had the margin of votes from a few hundred to over 2,000 edited. What the representative claims is the Edison data is in whole numbers. This is not true. The data received from the New York Times live feed on election night does not include whole numbers, and they have to be derived from the report. This is what the media was using to report the official results for the election. Second, the file we received was for all of Virginia, which accounts for the small differences between our numbers and the representative's numbers, which are for Fairfax County only. Next, the representative notes the following regarding the massive vote dumps in Fairfax County. First large vote dump entry. You know what? I don't even want to go into this. You get it. They're making excuses. The Republicans are scared to death to say the election was stolen because they think they'll get canceled by Twitter and Facebook and everybody else. So they don't want to say the election was stolen. That's all it comes down to. They're scared of their own shadow or they're in on it. How about Colorado? Colorado's 2020 election results are also in, and they're suspect. Biden's numbers raise serious red flags. The alleged turnout is more like Saddam Hussein's Iraq than the United States. Here are the red flags. First of all, too many people voted. 85% of the voters in Colorado voted in the election. Okay, they claim that Biden beat Donald Trump by a crazy number. In 16, Trump lost Colorado by 100,000 or so votes to Hillary. Hillary got 1.3 million votes to Trump's 1.2. Obama got 1.2 in Colorado in 2008, 1.3 in 2012. But in the 2020 election, Joe Biden got 1.8 million votes in Colorado to Trump's 1,366,000. We're supposed to believe this? Joe Biden improved on Hillary's haul by 465,000 votes with a turnout of 85%, and he never campaigned once in Colorado. And keep in mind, Trump was up by 166,000 votes over last time. He increased by 166, but Biden attracted 460,000 more votes than Obama. Impossible.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.